Describe what you feel is the most important role as the CEO of your company.
My most important role is to maintain a big picture focus. My job is to provide leadership, vision, support to my team, investors, stakeholders, and clients. Every day I have an obligation to be better than I was the day before, and also to be better than the day I was before that. My job is to prepare my company for the future. I'm a futurist.
You work with several well-known individuals and celebrities. Who are some of them that have impacted you the most?
I've been fortunate in my career to work with several high-profile individuals. Every one of them have impacted me in some shape or form. However, some people that have impacted me up and close and personal, and others have impacted me from afar via their books, via their seminars, etc. At any rate, the individuals that have impacted me the most are people like Zig Ziglar, who I had the privilege of visiting with on several occasions, Ken Blanchard, the world's leading management consultant. People like Mark Zuckerberg have impacted me and what he's done with Facebook. Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z, Bill McDermott, Scooter Braun, Maverick Carter, Martin Scorsese, LeBron James, Steve Wozniak, who I got a chance to visit with. That was a privilege to do. I respect each of them in their own right. I respect the fact that they dominate their area of expertise. They never rest on their laurels or believe that they have arrived, but they always are striving to be better than best and trying to best their better. And also, they're always trying to be the best version of themselves. And I like that a lot.
Why are you so passionate about charity and philanthropy?
I'm passionate about charity because I believe to whom much is given, much is required. I have been so blessed in my life. It's my obligation to give back. I am very happy about our philanthropic work, the Gibson Sylvester Family Foundation. We have served in many developing countries, cities, and towns, building schools, feeding homeless, and many other educational initiatives. I am very passionate about this work, about empowering people to basically empower themselves and to put them in a position to go forward and to win.
What other CEOs do you admire and respect?
I respect what Bill Gates is doing over at his foundation. He has the right idea, believe me, he does. I like what Tony Robbins is doing with his organization and feeding a lot of families. I also like what I see going on at Whole Foods with John McKay.
You speak, you write books and podcasts. Why do you value communication so much?
I feel every one of us has a vital voice. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter give many people that opportunity. The great philosopher Plato once said, "Wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something." I feel I truly have relevant things to contribute to the zeitgeist and to the conversation, the larger conversation that's going on in the world, whether that be in business, whether that be just in personal development, especially companies that are more philanthropic minded. I'm passionate about tech. I'm passionate about AI, augmented reality. I have some unique collaborative ideas with respect to new technologies that can be used and leveraged to solve some of humanity's greatest problems. I also see how these technologies can revolutionize the way we communicate all together.
What are 7 words that describe you best?
Agreeable, loving, observant, quick-witted, curious, happy, abundance.
When it's all over, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered by the principles I stood for. I want to be remembered by how I used my blessings to alleviate extreme poverty, illiteracy, hunger, and I want to be remembered by the fact that I stood for a purpose much bigger than myself.